I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I had a chance to speak with State Senator Tom Casperson. We talked about several different topics, but we started our conversation off with the latest on legislation involving dark stores. Here's more with State Senator Tom Casperson.
We introduced the bills, which heightens it, and people start really paying attention. But we've been good at getting some pretty good, what I would call press coverage, in that the media is starting to look at it all over the state, which is helping us because it's getting the word out of what is actually happening. And so now what we're seeing is more and more of our colleagues are asking more questions rather than kind of just looking at it like you guys are trying to raise taxes, which is not what we're trying to do. And when they're seeing this whole thing lay out, we're gaining some support.
It seems interesting that when it starts to get that kind of traction, that actually some of your colleagues are starting to pick up on that. But that overall can't be a bad thing. That'll probably help out with getting something effectively done.
Yeah, that's exactly what we need. It was started out with just it being a UP problem, which we knew this thing was going to spread and become a statewide problem. And that's exactly what started happening. And then when the media started digging into it and asking questions and then getting that word out on the street so people could hear it, that's starting to change the dynamics now.
State Senator Tom Casperson with us as we're getting a legislative update today. One of the other issues out there is discussions with the parole matters in the state right now. There's discussions out there of prisoners who serve their minimum sentence that would be eligible for parole, that are nonviolent offenders would be eligible. And you've been a critic of this idea. Tell us why and what your thoughts are.
Well, there's a couple things. There's kind of separate moving parts that are, I think, problematic. One is the good side of this is that what they're saying is if you're entitled to parole, then you'll get it unless otherwise deemed not to be qualified. So in other words, parole board flags go up and they step in and intervene to stop your parole, then that'll get it could get stopped. But otherwise, you're going to automatically get paroled when your time comes up. So a lot of people think it's early out. It's not, but presumptive parole, you get it. The problem right now is we've got a lot of parolees coming out and into the communities. They're not ready to take on a job. They're not ready to get acclimated into, the world and in real life, and it's causing problems. Escanaba is a prime example. They're actually setting up houses in Escanaba, and they're dropping off parolees right in Escanaba that have never even lived in the community. They've never been in the area, and they're just dropping them off, and that kind of stuff has got to change. And I've made a proposal how to go about changing it. I think you got to grab these parolees at least a year before they're ready or eligible for parole. And the training to get them acclimated needs to start right then, not right when they're paroled. And I think we've got the cart before the horse here.
Is that the responsibility of the state once they're in the correction system to make sure that they are rehabilitated to that point?
Well, if it's not, I don't know whose it is. And that's the problem. And it's not working real well. If the way we're doing it now, and I would use the insanity plea here that doing the same thing the same way over and over and expecting different results is not going to happen. So I'm proposing we take a look at those camps. We get those camps back up and running. If they're going to slim down or trim down corrections facilities, let's get the camps back going again and have them go through a camp, a boot camp type thing, and get them acclimated to the real world before they're eligible for parole, and then give them a fighting chance when they come out. And we know, Walt, there's a lot of opportunities for jobs out here in that if you have the proper training, you can pick some of these jobs up. Right now, we're not doing a good job of training anybody when it comes to those kind of things.
State Senator Tom Casperson with us this morning. We're getting a legislative update. Other things that you've been working on include you had some legislation that has fallen on some pretty good response. Has to do with the unfortunate tragedy involving the truck accident in your district that resulted in your calling for drug testing and drug basically looking at the drug content in a driver's system if they're involved in an accident. Tell us about that a little bit.
Yeah, we lost a really, really beautiful couple here, elderly couple in my community in Escanaba, well-respected over here when a truck slammed through an intersection and killed them both. And the family, the son and the daughter, don't want to let it go in that they'd like something good to come out of it rather than just, have it be a tragic accident. So one of the things we came up with that we know needs to happen, and we've been coordinating with state police and others, law enforcement for sure, they have really no scientific way of testing someone at a traffic scene, whether or not the content of drugs in their system is at a inappropriate level, and we're not even sure what that inappropriate level would be. So we're designing this whole thing around some tests, and they're going to prove these devices that they've got, much like you do with alcohol, with a breathalyzer, so that our police officers have the ability and the tools to check that right on the scene, just like they would with alcohol, and then determine what those levels are. So it's the beginning of a process that's probably long overdue, especially when you look at medical marijuana and Colorado legalizing marijuana. You see this stuff coming, and we're really not in a good position to be prepared for it, especially when it comes to drivers.
That's the comments of State Senator Tom Casperson. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.